Shabbat Shalom, everybody. This is One of Messiah Congregation, again on the Sabbath of God. Let me start the video. That's a countdown. And I'll shrink that. And I'll put up the study. I'm on Pow Talk, right?
No, you're not.
I'm not? Let's check that out. Hold on, let me get these things out of the way. I gotta get on Pow Talk. There I am. I'm on, whoops.
You didn't click on, you didn't do anything.
I'm on now.
Oh, now.
And I'll put up the study and we're ready. We are One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Chaba Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And today is the Holy Sabbath of God. Today's God's Day. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of everything and beyond, we give you the praise and honor today, Father, in Yeshua's name. Cover us in your holy blood. Make us pure as we come before your holy throne, Father, as kings and priests. We give you the honor and the praise in Yeshua's name, Father. May you bless this reading. Let it prosper people. Let it help people. Teach us something new, Father. We give you always the thanks for everything. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. May you bless this day in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, there's my phone number. There's my email. And there's my website. Still working. Thank God for that. Today is April 6th, 2025.
26.
Today is April 26th, 2025. Oh. I said 26. Okay, sorry. April 26, 2025. In God's calendar, we have Ha'aviv 27. Okay? I'll talk louder. The second month of God is coming. It's as if it's the 29th of April, and that's Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. Okay. This is a study. This is the first of the seven Sabbaths we are told to count today. This is one of the first of the seven Sabbaths. And you might say, where does it say that in the Word? Well, let's go to Leviticus 23:15. And you shall count unto you from the morrow, after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, you're supposed to count seven Sabbaths shall be complete. It's right there. Okay? Even unto the morrow, after the seventh Sabbath, shall you number 50 days. And that's called Pentecost in Greek. Penta means 50 or 5. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. And I might go to some Pentecostal churches and tell them this. Okay? Lord willing. Today is being right. Being right. People are always trying to be right. In your own eyes, that is, but that's according to the scriptures. It's good to be right. But to be right in God, that's the difference. This is a study I thought of 2 weeks ago after watching a program on TV pertaining to evolution and creation. This is a study that it was hard to go to sleep. I know there are many people that have noble causes, discoveries, achievements in the world in certain things. Does that merit salvation? I don't know. I don't think so. I know there are many people that debate evolution and creation. We watched, this is the one that got me last week. But does that merit salvation? Because the guy doesn't keep the Sabbath, doesn't keep the feast or nothing. And he comes against it, actually. I know there are many people that debate Bible versions and manuscripts. A lot of people do that. Does that merit salvation? No. We're going to figure out what merits salvation. I know there are many people who look into paganism and don't do anything else in the scriptures. Does that merit salvation?
No.
They think everything's pagan. But does that merit salvation? I don't think so. Looking back in time, some may be Baptists, you know. this guy John Wycliffe in 1328. That's December 31st, 1384, was an English scholastic philosopher, a Christian reformer, Catholic priest, and a theology professor at the University of Oxford. Does that merit salvation? Let's see. Wycliffe is traditionally believed to have advocated or made a vernacular translation of the Vulgate Bible in modern English. Does that merit salvation? Though more recent scholarships have minimized the extent of his advocacy or involvement for lack of direct contemporary evidence, who knows at this point? Who cares at this point? The question is, does that merit salvation? These guys never kept the, they could have figured out, they could battle everything, but they didn't keep the commandments. Then we have a guy, Tyndale, generally refers to the body of biblical translations by William Tyndale. Wait, first we have the Tyndale Bible, generally referred to as into the body of biblical translations by William Tyndale in the early modern English. That was 1532. It sounds like a noble cause, right? 1535, from 22 to 35. That sounds like a noble cause, right? Mm-hmm. But the question is, here's what he did. Tyndale's biblical text is credited with being the first English translation to work directly from Greek and the Pentateuch and Hebrew text, although it's relied heavily upon the Latin Vulgate and German Bibles.
That was the good Latin.
Furthermore, it was the first English biblical translation that was mass-produced as a result of new advances in the art of printing. We don't know who did that.
Press.
Yeah, the printing press when it was created. He died by strangulation, then burned by the Catholic Church. Does that merit salvation?
No,
because he didn't keep the commandments. Here's a verse right here. This is from the Bible. It says, 1 Corinthians 13:3, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing." So I started looking up some words. Agape, meaning brotherly love, affection, goodwill, love, benevolence, you know, to God. So the first thing I thought of was Leviticus 19:17. "You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer or allow sin upon him." That's what agape is, loving your brothers and sisters, right? So the question is, all these guys did wonderful things. How about this guy? Martin Luther, a German, November 10th, 1483, 18th of February, 1546, was a German priest, a theologian, author, hymn writer, professor, and former Augustinian friar. Luther was the central figure in the Protestant Reformation. So you can blame him for all the thousands of churches that there are today. And his theological beliefs from the basics of Lutheranism. He's a Lutheran. Obviously, he's Martin Luther, so Lutheranism. He is widely regarded as one of the most influential figures in Western and Christian history. Do you believe that? I don't. I think he's a disaster. He's the one who started all this mess that we have out here in this world. Did that merit salvation? He never kept the Sabbath or the feast or the seven Sabbaths or nothing. So we got all these guys that do these wonderful things, but the question is, does it merit salvation? They don't look past what they're doing. How about if you have a good voice to read the Bible? What about if you have a really good voice to read the Bible? Does that merit salvation? We all know a certain person that reads the Bible, right? And there's a lot of people that reads the Bible. But did that merit salvation? He actually read the Bible. I mean, read it. The King James Version, too. I know there are many churches and religions out there with different Jesuses, Gospels, doctrines, and other spirits. I know that for a fact. There's Catholics, Protestants, and other religions, right? There's, who knows? Paul told us to the Corinthians, he says, For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Why would you do that? That's what Paul's telling them. Did that merit salvation back then? Mm-hmm. So how about today, thousands of years later? I mean, just think of that. Because of Martin Luther, he broke away from the Catholic Church. That was a wonderful deed. Except he didn't do any. He didn't keep the commandments or nothing. He didn't keep the feast. He didn't do nothing. And because of him, we live in a world of Protestant world. Whether they want to be called Protestants or not, they're called non-denomination or whatever they're called. They're still from the Protestant Church. They're supposed to protest. So, did that merit salvation? Some of these guys did wonderful feats. I mean, translating the Bible in English, the other guy, the printing press, the other guy has a great voice to read the Bible. The other guy, you know, translated it. You know, they all did their translations. And there's people today that do translations and they know the manuscripts and they know everything. And I even talked to certain people and they still don't want to keep the commandments because they're Baptist. Like I said last week, there's over 450 known versions of the Bible in English alone. That's just in the English version. That's not talking about all the other versions. That's what I got off the net, by the way. What about other gods or no god? There are 63 matches for other gods in Scripture. Exodus 20, verse 3 says, "You shall have no other gods before me." So if God says that he's not supposed to have any other gods before him, how could you have another god? A god with horns, or a god with a goat god, or another god, or two gods, or three gods, or no gods. Just think, even the atheists, that they don't call themselves a religion, but they are, because their religion is they have no god. Does that merit salvation? That's what I'm saying. I was going down the list. And I was examining myself. There might be things in the Bible we're not doing. We've got to double check ourselves too, you know. But let's go on a little further. Deuteronomy 12, verse 8 says, "You shall not do after the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes." So this people, so many people just, you know, they pick one little segment and they want to be right. They want to be right. The question is, I don't know, that's not a good idea. I mean, it's good to be right, but make sure you're right in everything. Proverbs 21:2 says, "Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but Jehovah ponders the hearts." So just think, you could be the greatest Bible reading person, you could be the greatest translator, you can make a stand for the King James Version, you can make a stand for the manuscripts. You know, the Sinaiticus and Vaticanus, and those are garbage, and you can make a stand. There's people that you did that. Did that merit salvation? No. We're going to go through a couple of scriptures, and we'll see. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to Jehovah than sacrifice. Justice and judgment. High look, proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. And I started thinking about, oh, that little word, S-I-N, sin, you know? Oh, that's terrible. Here's an important verse in the Bible. 1 John 3:4. This is John. And this is called the Gospels, and this is called the Gospels and the Letters, right? The Epistles. So, we see that it says, "Whosoever commits sin," that little word sin, "transgresses the law." Really? Sin is the transgression of the law. That really hit me when I was watching this thing. I was thinking, this person's so great, you know, battling evolution and battling for creation, and creation is the winner and all that, but they didn't keep the commandments because sin is the transgression of the law. They forgot to read the Bible there. Isn't that terrible? That little word sin stops everything. Whosoever commits sin transgresses the law. Sin is the transgression of the law. And that's the Tanakh. And if you don't follow the... Let's say you start with the Ten Commandments. You don't follow this, the Ten Commandments, you're lost. You could start with Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, or Leviticus 23 for the feasts. You got to read the whole chapters. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. That's Exodus 21:1. Leviticus 23:4. These are the feasts of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons, not when you feel like it, but not when it's feasible for you to do, or not, you just want to change the dates. These are the feasts of Jehovah. I never even heard of that before when I was a Protestant. And I'm not, thank God I'm not anymore. Leviticus 26, you got to read the whole chapter. These are the statutes and judgments and laws. Statutes, judgment, and laws, which people don't even know about anymore, which Jehovah made between me and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. I think most people don't even realize you either joined Israel or God, or you're not in the body.
They haven't a clue.
They haven't a clue. They just joined a church. Mm-hmm. Just think that Methodists are against the Catholics are against the Pentecostals, the Pentecostals against the Baptists against the Lutherans, and you can go down the road. Mm-hmm. Or the non-denomination, the full gospel are against everybody else. Non-denomination is full against everybody else. And you start thinking, the devil really tricked Martin Luther there.
That's crazy.
I mean, he got tricked by the devil because he broke out of the Catholic Church, which was great. Mm-hmm. And, then you blew it. Oh, boy. Leviticus 27:34 says, these are the commandments which Jehovah commanded Moses. For who are they for? For Moses, or they're for God himself? No, they're for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. Wow. You got to read the chapter. You got to read Deuteronomy 14. It's all about food to eat and food not to eat. And Leviticus 11 too, if you want to add that. Food laws, clean and unclean issues to think about. Most people don't even think about that anymore. Who thinks about food laws or being clean or unclean? I bet you nobody even thinks about Leviticus 23, where I brought up one time seven extra Sabbaths in the feast of God. Extra. They may not even be on Saturday. Friday night to Saturday night is the Sabbath, but it might be on a Tuesday or Monday. But just think of that. Most people don't even know about that. So how much sin is going to heaven? That's the question. How many times can you sin and make it to heaven? Zero. Oh, so you mean all those people I just read to you and all the others I didn't bring up and all the other things that people did in their lives? No sin is going to heaven, no matter if you discovered America. Or if you, if you just, whatever you did. Yeshua answered them, said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. Oh, boy. That's horrible. You're the servant of sin if you commit sin. Even though if you're breaking down all the Bible verses and you're breaking down the scriptures and you're breaking down in other languages and breaking down different manuscripts, and if you're proving evolution and creation and you're doing everything you possibly can, if you commit sin, you're of the, well, let's read the next verse. Well, let's go through this first. I was looking at the little word sin. The little word sin is in the Bible, in the Tanakh. It's 855 times. And in the Gospels and letters, it's 320. So I just added them together. It's 1,175 times the word sin is. I didn't even put iniquity. Iniquity is another verse I could have put there. Yeah. But I just put sin.
Transgression. Iniquity.
I just put sin. There it is. Now this is a real one. Just think, if you're, let's say I'm over there proving creation against evolution, It says, he that commits sin is of the devil. You're not keeping the fourth commandment. You're not keeping the seventh Sabbath. You're not being, you're not, no understanding what clean and unclean is. You're not keeping the food laws. You're not doing nothing.
The ordinances.
He that sin is of the devil? Oh, the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Which is sin.
I mean, those verses that I just read you, it seems like people that read the Bible with really good voices, and people that prove the King James Version is the right one, and people that prove that they have the right manuscripts and the right, everything, and they don't understand this. What's the transgression of the law? Sin is the transgression of the law. These scriptures really got me this week. It got me last week when I was doing the study. But I was thinking, because this guy was so good proving creation against evolution. He had all the science, and he was a science teacher for years, and he knew all the sciences and all this kind of stuff. But he didn't keep the commandments. I noticed the word law in the Bible is 600 times, 267 times in the Gospels and letters, and 333 times in the Tanakh. Hope I added that up right. Anyway, 600 times.
That's interesting.
So just think of that. The word law is in the Gospels and letters. It's 267 times in the Gospels and letters. How many times is the Sabbath in the Gospels and letters? 60 times. The word Sabbath is 60 times. And people don't even see that because their religion blinds them. Their doctrine blinds their eyes. And it's sad. This one really is powerful. All these verses were hitting me really powerful. If you turn away your ear from hearing the law, I don't want to hear about those commandments and judgments and statutes and testimonies. And I don't want to. I just say by grace. If you turn away your ear from hearing the law, even your prayer is an abomination. Wow. So just think of all those people that we told and other people told, and they know the Bible inside out. He that turns his ear from hearing the law, his prayer is an abomination. Oh man. Paul tells the Corinthians, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The law tells you about what the commandments are and everything. That's the strength of the law. So you wonder that, I just wonder sometimes about people. If you sin willfully and commit an abomination, do you merit salvation? Exactly. That's what I was getting at. Yeshua said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. They got to read the word. John says, verily, verily, in John, Yeshua said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him, the Father that sent me, had everlasting life and shall not pass into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Yeah. Forever, O Jehovah, your word is settled in heaven. But they don't care about that. That's Psalms. That was Psalm 119:89. Deuteronomy 6:25 says, it shall be our righteousness. Deuteronomy 6:25 is really important. It's our righteousness if we what? If we break down Bible versions, read the Bible good? No, if we observe to do all these commandments before Jehovah our God, as he commanded us. So this is not a long study today. Hope you got it. In closing today, don't be right in your own eyes. Keep God's commandments, laws, statutes, judgments, and testimonies, and anything else you can come up with. Ecclesiastes says, it's good that you should take hold of this. So take hold of this. Also from this, withdraw not your hand. Don't withdraw your hand from this. He that fears God shall come forth of them all. You got to fear God. So the conclusion of the whole matter, let's see. What is the conclusion of the matter? I don't know. Let's read it. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Wow. Oh no. For God shall bring everything in. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Okay, Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is wise. It's good to be right, but be right in God. Be right in God is the message today. Don't just be right in a little segment. Next week is the second of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. Next week is the second of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. Exodus 34:22, and you shall observe the Feast of Weeks, which is known as Pentecost, and the Pentecostals don't even keep that. The first fruits of the wheat harvest. Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, 50 days. Pentecost means 50 in Greek, and it's the Feast of Weeks, 7 weeks plus one day. The Feast of Harvest is coming. Feast of Weeks is Sunday, June 8, 2025, a Sabbath. That's all I could say today. Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of this. I see somebody up. Okay. God bless you. And I'm going to stop this real quick.